This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get to Tomlin. Got the extension. Yo, Mike Tomlin's not even 50. You believe that?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about.
He's 50.
Yeah. No, you don't. It feels like he's been around forever, only because he's been at one place for a long time, and yep, the thought of him going elsewhere is not even like entertained, really. So it does feel like he's much older. But I mean, I played against him with William and Mary when I was at Virginia.
And so was he good?
He was good, but their team wasn't.
So. They were the tribe. They're the tribe, right? Isn't that their nickname?
Yes.
William and Mary tribe. Colors are green and gold or green and yellow, right?
It's where Rondé's younger daughter is going to school to play lacrosse.
Good school.
Yeah.
Good academic school, too. Yeah. So he's been around since 07 as the head coach at the age of 36. And his second year, they win the championship. They get back to the Super Bowl a couple of years after that. Mm-hmm. But the entire 2010s, there were a lot of wins. There was a 12-win season, an 11-5 season, 10-6, 11-5, 13-3, 12-4 a year ago, which, if depending upon which prism you view it, 12-4 is good for anybody. But at one point, they were 11-0 before the defense got ravaged with injury.
Yeah,
guys were dropping like flies. So 12-4 is good. It was great before that happened. Listen, he deserves the extension for sure. But the Steelers are like the Yankees, and the Steelers are like the Celtics.
Not in a good way either.
Well, no, in a good way that the expectations championships.
Yeah, I know, but you're also talking about their postseason failures as well.
You know, it's funny. I mean, recently, that actually ties in. I wasn't even thinking about that consciously.
I know you weren't.
That's true.
But when you look at it,
yeah,
it's kind of been the reality. You're
That's
really
true.
Good in the regular season, and you get to where you need to win those games in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Something always happens.
That's a good point. The difference, you know, just to bring the Yankees directly, obviously it's different post-George Steinbrenner. Hal's certainly a little more in control, a little less volatile, but the Steelers have never been volatile. They've always been, you know, consistent, three head coaches, their existence, basically. So they're not going to go out there and do anything wacky or just to, you know, placate a few fans for a pound of flesh. I do think that there are some fans, and I understand this. I do understand. When did he go on TV? I guess it was 2 years ago. And he was talking about the upcoming Patriots game, which was a few games away, if you recall.
Yes.
And it was, right? And he did a rather extensive interview. And
I think that was 3 seasons ago.
So. It may have been 3 seasons ago.
Yeah.
And he caught some heat for it because, in stark contrast to Belichick, and it's hard to dispute this, Belichick would never get hung up, you know, look at an opponent 2 weeks down, let alone 3 weeks down the road. It's always, hey, on to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what just happened. Next opponent, that's it. And, you know, I just wonder, like, is there – does he ever need to win a championship? Or as long as they win divisional titles and they're competitive, it's good.
You mean
haven't won in 10 years.
You mean for his job security?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think he needs to win a championship for his job security, but he does need to be better than 3-9 over his last – you know, 3-6 over his last 9 playoff appearances, which has not been good. And some of those were unexplainable losses, like the Browns from last season. Now, the Browns are good, so I'm not going to take anything away from the Browns. And we know that the Steelers were beat up. And but, I mean, they should be more than one-and-done type teams, especially after the regular seasons that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, to me, I think the pressure is coming internally from Mike Tomlin, because he knows that he's putting together good products in the regular season. It's just, once he gets to the postseason, it's, and again, it's all circumstances, but there's circumstances that cause him to lose, right? Whether it was a slow start against the Jags, remember, three seasons ago.
Very slow start.
I mean, it was
More like a bad game up until it wasn't. More of a bad start.
I mean, they made it a game, you know, ultimately, but they just started so bad. And it's like, Jacksonville's not this good.
No.
So it wasn't like they were getting beat. They were beating themselves. And I think that's been the issue, is that they've beaten themselves a lot more than they're getting beat. And that reeks of preparedness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And I don't want to throw that on Mike's doorstep, but it's just the reality of what you've seen over the last couple of years, especially in the postseason. Not the regular season. Regular season, they're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's just they get to the postseason and something always short circuits.
Yeah, and they've also had the benefit, you know, outside of last year, the Browns have been a doormat, the Bengals have been a doormat last couple of years. That's changed with Burrow. Yep. That's obviously changed with the Browns. Ravens are a great organization, one of the best in football. So it's a little different. You know, now you've got a legitimate heavyweight in the AFC with Kansas City. The Buffalo Bills are very, very good. You know, there's some other teams that are coming. And, you know, the landscape has changed a bit. But that's a really important point. And again, I definitely like Mike and support Mike a lot more than I don't. But I think it would be naive not to lump some of their malfunctions at his doorstep. If we talk about teams that never beat themselves, like the Patriots, and Lord Belichick in the process, rightfully so, there's a correlation there, how you prepare, how you practice is how you play. You know, when you short-circuit at the most inopportune time, that level of preparedness that you just referenced, it's got to trace back to somebody. And when you've lost, you know, three of your last nine playoff games, it's got to trace back to the head coach. But the question is, and it does, if you're being objective, but the real question is, all right, as Amy Trask always says, and do what?
Yeah.
You know, good luck finding somebody better than – I'm not saying you can't find somebody better than Tomlin. Maybe there's a handful better. Like, I would say off the top of my head, I personally view Mike Tomlin as, I'd say, maybe right around, like, the sixth or seventh best head coach.
Sixth or seventh? No, yeah.
Well, chance.
Who's in front of him?
Belichick.
He's definitely top five.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Belichick, Carroll.
I personally like McDermott better, only because he hasn't been there 15 years. That's not McDermott's fault.
Yeah.
I'm just judging it right now. Andy Reid?
Yeah, in real time.
There's a couple.
I'd put Andy Reid before McDermott, but yeah.
Oh, so that's three of them. I said seven, six or seven. You made it seem like I said 19.
No, I know, but I'm trying to think who else would be ahead of him.
Just Sean Payton?
But Sean Payton has also had his own share of postseason failures as well. I mean, it's been a long time since the Saints won a Super Bowl.
Were they postseason failures or referee malfunctions?
Good point.
Come on.
Good point. But at the end of the day, we evaluate the result. The difference with Sean Payton, and probably why I would agree with you and put Sean Payton above at this juncture, is that Sean Payton doesn't have a 4 one-and-dones. In the last 10 years, you know what I mean?
Correct.
And that's been one of one of the indictments, you could say, postseason indictments on Mike Tomlin's Pittsburgh Steelers teams. They get there and they lose, even though they're, you know, get high seeds, not like they're wild card teams. And so, I think you're right with Sean Payton.
Let me see. So I'm looking at all the I said six or seven. Now that I'm looking at all the teams, I love McDermott. You're going to put Tom on there. I get it. I think most people would agree, but I love McDermott. I think he's terrific.
Yeah.
I'm not saying McDermott's the best, but Belichick.
Belichick, Reed are 1 and 2. Easy.
Belichick and Reed. I'm going to have to give Harbaugh's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close at the very least.
Yeah, but it is close.
Peyton. There's not many.
Yeah.
Obviously, Pete Carroll.
You putting Bruce there after a championship?
No, I can't put Bruce there. I love Bruce, but I've got to get. He was good with Arizona too. I mean, Bruce might. It's close.
Yeah.
And here's a tough one. What about Ron Rivera? Let me frame it this way.
God, that's the one. You know, he's such a great coach.
It's a good one.
But he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
He also hasn't had much of a roster, if you really think about his teams.
He did, though, when he had the MVP.
No, but they had no offense at that point. They had Cam, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was pre-McCaffrey. Their offense was nothing.
Yeah, their defense was and they were years. Like,
we kept lamenting, you got to get Cam some weapons. Like, the offense was deficient.
Yeah, and then they finally shifted away from the big wide receivers, like the Travis, what was his name?
Travis Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, yeah.
and Travis, who was it? I forget it. I forget even their names at this point, which is bad.
You're confusing me. You wrote out Travis Kelce and Benjamin from Florida State.
Yeah.
Who was heavy.
Yeah, he was.
And he had like nine touchdowns his first
year.
Yeah,
he came into camp like he was a tight end.
Like 270.
Yep.
But listen, I mean, we just
I can't put Ron Rivera over there, but he's a great coach, but I can't put him above.
Okay, so let me frame it this way. And again, I think most people would agree based on just the sheer accomplishments on the resume, right? I got it. But if I said to you, and this is how I would come up with my answer, you're coaching Ron Rivera has the same exact roster as Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I think is going to be more disciplined? Who do I think is going to be more prepared? And who do I think is going to be more prepared to and more ready to win that game? My answer is Ron Rivera.
Hmm.
Yeah. My answer is Ron Rivera.
I think it depends on the roster.
If you have identical rosters.
I know, but it's hard to put it into a vacuum because I'm trying to think of any Ron Rivera problem children. You know what I mean? Like that type of player that's just a pain in the butt. Like,
maybe he does a better job of pulling. Maybe if Mike was a little more vigilant early with AB, the culture wouldn't have gotten so loose. That wouldn't have happened with Ron Rivera.
Yeah, maybe.
Ron runs a tight ship. Hey, Haskins, you're not working. Get rid of him. Not for me. Get out.
Yeah.
Like, to me, Rivera doesn't mess around.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is Dwayne Haskins now with Mike Tomlin.
That's true.
So we'll see how he's treated.
Yep.
Whether he learned anything from Ron Rivera or not.
Yep. Hey, this is not, let's turn this into a let's throw darts at Tomlin segment. Terrific coach.
Yeah.
Super Bowl winning coach. Absolute plus for the franchise. Are there a few coaches better? Absolutely. Does he need to start, you know, fulfilling the back end of the regular season promise more? Yes, he does. I think that's a fair assertion.
It's hard to argue that.
That's all I'm saying. But I do like him. I like him as a person. Like him as a coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.